Our top story, Iran's president says the Islamic Republic favors negotiations if the other side shows some respect.
We are for logic and talks if the other side sits respectfully at the negotiating table and follows international regulations, not if it issues an order to negotiate.
Rouhani said the enemy, who is claiming to be the greatest military power in the world, is announcing today that it's not going to enter a war. He said Iran will not give in to others' bullying. The president hailed the Iranian people's resistance.
I should thank the Iranian nation, the people who endured hard months and days of standing up to the enemies and pushed them back step by step. Iranians will continue to do so until the final victory. Last year, new sanctions were imposed on us, sanctions that they say is putting maximum pressure on Iranians. The enemies had a false hope to force the Iranian nation to yield, but the people have resisted heroically despite the hardships and problems.
Rouhani said that a few months back, the enemy's warships were freely coming and going in the Persian Gulf, but today they've dropped their anchors hundreds of kilometers away in international waters. He added that the same enemy, which declared its aim last year was to topple the Islamic Republic, today explicitly states that it's not seeking to do so. Washington pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5 plus one group of countries last year, and then reimposed sanctions on Iran. Tensions between the two nations have recently escalated. U.S. threatened Iran with military action while at the same time offering to hold talks.